dear associates in the path, pranam. When we assemble to celebrate the birthday of our master, it is obvious that master is the center of our attention. His method has enabled all of us to have him in our hearts, and it is he who is perceived through us all. This is made possible by his method of training through pranahuti. The method in its essence means that a qualified and authorized person who knows the contours of the path assists us in the spiritual path. In traditional methods of training in yoga, we observe that the mantropadesha the aspirant gets is on his own and is known to move in the path. But in fact, self-effort does not lead us to higher levels, and we end up in performing ritualistic worship. Persons who are more unfortunate end up in delusions and illusions of varieties. It should be borne in mind that we should never enter our soul journey unescorted, not because we will lose our way. We need an escort because this journey changes how we perceive our world, how we understand ourselves, how we view our own boundary when it comes to love, fear, forgiveness, compassion, and even the size and shape of our reality. We will require at some point a person with whom we can share what it feels like to have familiar illusions evaporate, replaced by sharper drives and instincts. Some days during meditations and in general, everything presents as a crisis. And on other days we observe it all to be sheer joy and pure ecstasy. In our system, our beloved master asserts that the teacher takes out the hurdles in the progress of the seeker and side by side imparts the divine effulgence in him. Thus, with such a support, we find in the path a spiritual trainer is an escort on this profound journey into the fearless mystical domain of our soul. Our spiritual journey progresses from the initial stages of examining who we are through our experiences and personal history to exploring the spiritual possibilities of all that can become in our lifetime. All that we can become in our lifetime. This is the stage generally called Viveka in yoga psychology. We, the content of all we are and all we can be, is the direction we go on in our spiritual path. This is the stage of Atma Jnana. One of the most beautiful ways to understand the essence of spiritual training is that we enter into a dialogue with the intent of letting our spirit reveal to us the story we are living, that is our life. No one is born knowing who they are or what they are meant to be in every moment of their lives. What we are meant to do is to search. We must each find our way and along the way discover who we are, what we believe, what we value, what holds meaning for us and what does not, how to love and whom to love not. We are our own mystery. The journey is never ending, is a never ending one. Amazingly, the path is the goal and the goal itself is the path. Anant ki or. Every single experience in life, indeed every moment, is filled with some way to learn yet one more thing about ourselves, to see who we are and how we act or react to the world around us just a bit more clearly. But one of the richest ways we truly come to understand who we are and all that we are is from the darkness of our struggles to the fullness of our gifts. It is through sharing our inner self with another person whose personal calling in life is to serve in the trusted position of being a spiritual trainer. A spiritual trainer knows what it means to be a sacred witness to another person's life story and to ask the right questions that inspire self-reflection. And a spiritual trainer knows how to assist you in illuminating the dark night passages that visit everyone's life somewhere along the line. In our system of revered Babaji, the work gets done through pranahuti when maximum work is done with minimum words. When proper yielding is there, it does not take more than a few minutes for the heart to gain a firm, irrevocable and strong connection with the Master. The introduction in the path is essentially to create an atmosphere of trust and intimacy with the trainer in which we can participate in a quality of silent sharing and stoic spiritual exploration that result in our orienting our spiritual direction and understanding. Our challenges then take a shape not so overwhelming and fearsome, and our problems and difficulties are not beyond our resources. This is the real Viveka that we discern. We may find the beginning threads to a quality of faith and prayer we have been seeking for years. That real devotion then develops. All this is His blessings. The spiritual path is not only a winding path where the path ahead is but dimly perceived. It's also a steep path. Further, the roads ahead are bumpy and give occasions to fall and falter. The spiritual path is also compared with a stream of consciousness, and the more we try to forge ahead, the more we get pushed down. We seek inner states of consciousness and we find ourselves fallen into deep pit of forgotten stages of consciousness. We think we have crawled above into the stage of utter dependency or prapatti, and we start slipping into the stage of devotion where we are unable to perceive the difference between these states. Traditional lore and revered saints and musicians of the past and present and aid us greatly in this confusion. We need not only a push from below but a pull from above too. To the sensitive aspirant, the anguish is far too great and the urgency to come out of the stage of categorical imperative. Master states that the subtle force is very strong, and if Abhyasi tries to go further by his own effort, he is pushed down because he cannot get at the subtle force. The trainer alone, who knows the path and is always dwelling in the consciousness of Master, and who is not in any way different from the Master, is the refuge. While the need for a trainer is obvious, it is necessary to select the trainer or a guide carefully. Master classifies the trainers or gurus into 5 broad categories: Guru Sifli, Guru Kitabi, Guru Asli, Guru Fazli, and Guru Asli Fazli. Therefore, in our selection of a trainer or guide or guru, we have to be very cautious and very highly careful lest we are fooled to the core. We have had occasions to discuss in depth about these gurus, and I do not wish to stand between you and the Master whose precious presence alone matters in our pious and undisturbed attention. Pranam.